Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Turning Towards Life. This is Lizzie and Justin from Third Space, and we are here live on a Sunday morning UK time, as we have done. This is our 250th week, Lizzie. Oh my God. Well done us, I think, and everyone else. Well done everyone else. Mm-hmm. Everyone who's been with us, whether you've been with us for a week or 250, you are so welcome to be here. And this is an ongoing conversation, an ongoing practice of being deeply in contact with one another and with life that got born out and is continually born, Lizzie, out of your and my participation in this quite wonderful endeavor that we call Third Space. And so welcome everyone to Turning Towards Life and to Third Space. And you can find out tons about us. We are thirdspace.org is where you can find out about Third Space, and turningtowards.life is where you can find all of these conversations. We were just having a giggle because we alternate who begins, says hello this morning. And I had just said to you, Lizzie, before we began, oh, it's my turn to say hello, and then promptly forgot when we started. I was waiting for you, Lizzie, but it was my turn. And it's my turn because, not only because it's an even numbered week, but because, more because this is a week where you've chosen a source for us to begin our conversation. So I get to say hello and you get to introduce the source.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. Just like Justin said, we have this wonderful source today by Kay Tempest. And it's actually some song lyrics. And if you want to find the lyrics, we're going to post them on our website and you can find them in the podcast notes, but you can find them also just by Googling this song and saying lyrics Grace by Kay Tempest if you would like to. So this is a song that's kind of spoken word. And I was thinking, Justin, it's going to be quite something to read this, because obviously Kay does these extraordinary performances of this and has recorded it and done it to beautiful kind of perfection. So we're going to read and see how this is for us. But I would urge you to go and listen to this, as Kay has put music behind it with amazing musicians and melody and beauty. And it's just moving. I put it on and just close my eyes and receive it. And it's one of my favorite things. And I'm bringing it to us today because I don't know what kind of conversation we're going to have about it. All I know is that when I listen to it, it entirely moves me and I love it. So let's see how we go, Justin. So I'm going to read. And I want to just say a heartfelt thank you to Kay for being a person who makes this full expression into the world like this. It's extraordinary. So thank you, Kay. So here we are. Grace by Kay Tempest. It was Grace, stunned by the last light of the sun. We were swimming in a green sea, as deep as a drum. There are things I must record, must praise. There are things I have to say about the fullness and the blaze of this beautiful life. The beloved watched the world on its knees with an infinite degree of separation. That was something to see. And my friend told me death is like taking off a tight shoe. And when I stopped looking for me, I was able to find you. Right there where everything is transcendent, I can feel myself opening up, getting closer. No hope is enough. I've stopped hoping. I'm learning to trust. I came to under that red moon. I was completely crushed. Please use me. Please move through me. Please unscrew me. Please loosen me up. Make music with me. Make everything stop. Make noise and make silence with me. Make love. Let me be love, let me be loving. Let me give love, receive love, and be nothing but love. In love and for love and with the love. In love and for love and with love. Surrender, I do surrender. Move through me and feel me get out of the way and tune into something more deep and reflective than what's to be achieved or perceived or affected. What's my problem? I'm always drawn back to that wrestling match, 10 thoughts in the ring of my mind playing catch. I can't live for the noise in my head. I just want to dig a big ditch in the soil of my breath and bury my brain there. But love said, if you bring forth what is within you, what you bring forth will save you. But if you do not bring forth what is within you, what you do not bring forth will destroy you. It was Grace, stunned by the last light of the sun, swimming in a green sea as deep as a drum. There are things I must record, must praise. There are things I have to say about the fullness and the blaze of this beautiful life, of this beautiful life.
Oh my goodness, Lizzie, it's really such a thing to have you read that and to receive. And it's different from Kay, but uniquely yours. And in the spirit of all of that, I'm going to read the whole thing as well. It was Grace, stunned by the last light of the sun. We were swimming in a green sea as deep as a drum. There are things I must record, must praise. There are things I have to say about the fullness and the blaze of this beautiful life. The beloved watched the world on its knees with an infinite degree of separation. That was something to see. And my friend told me death is like taking off a tight shoe. And when I stopped looking for me, I was able to find you right there where everything is transcendent. I can feel myself opening up, getting closer. No hope is enough. I've stopped hoping. I'm learning to trust. I came to under that red moon. I was completely crushed. Please use me. Please move through me. Please unscrew me. Please loosen me up. Make music with me. Make everything stop, make noise and make silence with me. Make love. Let me be love. Let me be loving. Let me give love, receive love and be nothing but love, in love and for love and with love, in love and for love and with love. Surrender, I do surrender. Move through me and feel me get out of the way and tune into something more deep and reflective than what's to be achieved or perceived or affected. What's my problem? I'm always drawn back to that wrestling match, 10 thoughts in the ring of my mind playing catch. I can't live for the noise in my head. I just want to dig a big ditch in the soil of my breath and bury my brain there. But love said, if you bring forth what is within you, what you bring forth will save you. But if you do not bring forth what is within you, what you do not bring forth will destroy you. It was Grace, stunned by the last light of the sun, swimming in a green sea as deep as a drum. There are things I must record, must praise. There are things I have to say about the fullness and the blaze of this beautiful life. Of this beautiful life.
Thank you, Justin. Quite a beautiful joy arises in me in the listening and the speaking of this. And I think what really happens in me is a kind of freedom, like a freedom that's bound into what it means to surrender and what it means to let something bigger than me live through me, and how relieving that is, how human it is. To let that be true and to honor it and to speak of it and to be honest about it, to have language for it, that there is beauty and creative force that flows through us as humans, through me as a human, and that there's language like this that speaks right to the heart of the experience of it, It's like a grand and beautiful, stunning meeting to read this and to receive it. And also to make multiple excellent invitations on the path of this. So I could feel myself with the mantra, please use me, please move through me, please unscrew me, please loosen me up. Like, if I just take that through the day and let that be my invitation to myself. It's got so much in here. And then that's like a small piece, you know, every bit we could talk and do like a paragraph for each turning towards life for 6 weeks. We could just do a paragraph, couldn't we? It's really beautiful.
I have to say, I'm feeling such joy being with you, being in this conversation with you, hearing you read, feeling what it's like to hear you read my way and our way, and then feeling myself read back to you and to everyone. And just that feels to me like such a freedom, such a relief and a release, but I can also feel myself loving really fiercely, like Kay's words have burst open in me all the ways in which I might hold back. So I'm right now brimming. It's gorgeous and overwhelming. And I could feel after I read how much I wanted to say to everyone who's with us, please read this out loud to someone so that you can feel what it's like to read Kay's words and have them come through your body rather than only the receiving of them is extraordinary and the letting them, at least my experience, the letting them through me, it was extraordinary. So I'm very, very joyful for that. And I was listening this week to, as I often do, to someone else whose work we've often brought in before, Lizzie, to Norman Fisher talking. And he said something that's really helping me understand these words from Kay. He said, you know, we're always going to feel like we weren't enough. We're always going to feel like we didn't do enough, like we didn't love enough, like we weren't good enough, like we didn't take care enough. No matter how much we give, there's always something in us that feels that way. And why? Because most of the time we experience how small we are compared to everything. We experience how limited we are compared to everything. And so it's completely ordinary that we feel what's missing, because we're in these bodies that contain us. And I think Kay's poem is like the other side to that, because Kay makes this amazing invitation to notice all the ways that we're this part near the end, the way we get drawn back to that wrestling match. Mm. 10 thoughts in the ring of our minds playing catch. And all the ways in which we're trying to be the one who makes up for all the ways in which we're falling short, all that has yet to be done. And when we're afraid, everything that has yet to be done to stop ourselves feeling afraid and all of that. And Kay's words turn us rightly, because we need this too, inside out and say, yes, but we're also on the inside of something. Mm-hmm. And more importantly than that, we're always the expressions of something. And if we, I suppose one of the reasons why I feel the deep joy and relief in these words, in letting these words come to you, from you to me, and through me to you, is that it touches into something else that is deeply true about us, which is that given half a chance, what we long for is to love and be loving, to give love, receive love, and be nothing but love. That is what we long for. And it's what we work so hard, you know, to try to get, but in the process often do exactly the opposite, you know, end up judging or hating or separating or striving or diminishing, or all because what we want is to love and be loving and give love and receive love and be nothing but love. And then there's this way that we can get reminded that beyond or beneath all of our striving, in the very straightforward, deep wisdom of our own bodies and the experience of being, finding ourselves, you know, like Kay did. Occasionally we get moments where we see it and feel it so clearly of, I'm held and I'm an expression of something much bigger than this body is. That's not just mine. Can I give myself over to it? And when we see that, I want to read back these words that you said, because I'm going to carry them with me too. Please use me. Please move through me. Please unscrew me. Please loosen me up. Make music with me. Make everything stop. Make noise and make silence with me. Make love.
It's so beautiful hearing you talk, Justin. And what's here for me is just this wish to be connected. You know, that this kind of inherent feeling of connection being what life feels like it is when it's most met or something. And this line as well, my friend told me death is like taking off a tight shoe, and when I stopped looking for me, I was able to find you. I feel like that's also the line you're talking of too, like death is happening all the time, and there's when we lose our bodies and become something different. But there's so much that has to die in order for me to stop looking for me and then find you. And you being goodness knows what, it could be you as an individual, it could be you as in the something much, much bigger than me that you were talking about. But there's something so beautiful in that invitation, like when I stop looking for me, I find you. I was able to find you when I stopped looking for me. It feels like this deep breath of, oh God, I can stop obsessing about myself. And maybe then my eyes open and I get to experience the very thing I think I was probably looking for by trying to find me. Is you. And then that connection gets to come because I stop looking in the wrong place. And I just find that so, such a beautiful invite. And then the no hope is enough part too. I've stopped hoping, I'm learning to trust. Like I've never really studied the difference between hope and trust, but I'm feeling this. Hope feels so like important that there's some kind of, it'll be okay sometime. It feels really hopeful and excellent, but it's still like a little bit removed from here. Whereas trust feels like it, for me, belongs right here. Like I can trust and I don't need a load of hopes to make everything okay for me. I can really have faith. And so I feel like there's so much bound up in here of surrendering, letting go, trusting something bigger than me, that grace exists. Like there's no explanation other than grace for this happening. This, in any instant possible, like I could be doing the washing up or I could be getting Vesper, my little one, to sleep, or I could be here right now with you or typing an email or, you know, wherever, or watching a sunset. And this thing called grace is not discriminate. It feels like it's always available. And so we can happen upon it, and we can practice it, and we can hope, and we can wonder about it, and we can have mantras from it. But it just, this just feels like this big well of this spring of things that feels, it feels so potent. Like there's so much in here. There's so much in here. And, you know, this is, I think, a last, I think if I remember rightly on the album, this is like the last song. You know, this is, and I don't know how people position albums, but it, you know, should be the first song. I mean, it's beautiful. All of Kay's work in this particular album is beautiful. And I feel like Kay's got this extraordinary access to noticing humanness. And I'm feeling in receipt of this gift that's here because of her, this, because of this, this, this language, this articulation. And it just blows me away that language can transport us, pave our way into territory that's, it was here already and we didn't know how to get there yet.
Mm.
That's the appreciation that's welling up in me. It's like, thank goodness for Kay writing this and singing this and arranging it and letting it be there and letting her version of, if you bring forth what is within you, what you bring forth will save you. I mean, this is it. This is Kay's version, maybe, of what saves her, is what she's, what, sorry, what Kay is bringing forth. If you do not bring forth what is within you, what you do not bring forth will destroy you. I can feel the power of this being kept inside and not being into the world, not being expressed. And how it feels so profoundly important for us to do exactly what Kay's doing and bring it forth. What is within me, let it be the thing that saves me.
Mm. Well, there, right there, is again this call to faith. And I, one of the reasons I'm feeling, I'm just in a very straightforward way, feeling so moved by this conversation, being with you in it, being with Kay and these words in it, is one part of it. But the other part of it is, you know, here in London last week, we had the hottest days we've ever had.
Mm.
And it was, no hotter than many other places in the world, but really hot for us, and frightening. I found it frightening in the sense of, what will the world be if we don't find a way of addressing this? What will become of us? What will become of everything? And it's really a thing to live in a time where there are lots of reasons for us to look into the future and to see only trouble and to see problems that seem too big for us to solve, and not knowing what to do and to feel overwhelmed by it. And it's really easy, and I find it really easy in the midst of that, to get thrown into a polarity of a really unhelpful polarity, either of despair, there's nothing we can do, the future is lost to us, or a kind of naive hope, everything will be fine, we'll sort it out. Neither of which is true, because like any polarity, it's, whatever happens is going to be a mixture of many, many different things, difficult things and wonderful things. And I love this line in the context of everything else we've been talking about, no hope is enough. Because the danger with hope is that we get thrown into that polarity. Either I can't feel any hope, I should just despair of my life right now and of all of us and disconnect myself, or I can be naive about it. But trust, I'm learning to trust. I came to under that red moon, I was completely crushed. What happens if we trust one another and we trust ourselves and we trust this power that Kay draws our attention to, which I think comes from the Gospel of Thomas. If you bring forth what's within you, what you bring forth will save you, and if you don't, what you don't bring forth will destroy you. Can we trust what each of us has to bring forth? Welcome it, encourage it in one another. Stop desperately trying to find ourselves and find one another instead. Know that grace is real in the sense that, I mean, even in the most straightforward sense of these moments where we look into the eyes of another and we see beauty and wonder there, and we know that there is something good and beautiful in the world just because we saw it right then and right there. It seems to me whatever is happening around us, this is what we're here to do. And lots of other things we're here to do as well, but we're certainly here to do this. We're here to be love and be loving and give love and receive love and be nothing but love in the midst of everything. It's our unique, it's not even our unique, it's but it's a but very particular possibility we can be faithful in. And what if I was, as you were talking, because we've so recently, Lizzie, been completing our year-long Third Space coaching program, and we've been watching people do all of their coaching, and I've been doing lots of that, you know, around and about our conversation as well. It seems to me that why we do that, why to do that, is because it's an opportunity to stop searching for ourselves and to find another, and then to be loving and to be nothing but love in service of another, bringing forth what is within them. And I wanted to say all of that because I suppose because in our shared world, we've got so dedicated to this question of what is it? Is it to work with one another in support of one another? And working with others in support of them can also be all the things that Kay say get us into trouble. You can do it as a wrestling match, 10 thoughts in the ring of my mind playing catch, trying to keep up, but instead it can also be an act of deep love and faith in the possibilities of being human together. And I'm feeling that coming very, very strongly in the midst of our conversation as well.
Yeah. I love it that you bring it to that, Justin, this what we can be for each other. Because there's a way that this is such a personal, nuanced experience, this kind of grace. And then letting that be something that pours into our relationships, that pours into how we're being with one another and having a specific practice. We have the luxury, Justin, of being able to be with people with this in our hearts. And of course, part of our vocation is letting other people join in with that with us and facilitating how that is and being in it together with people. And then they get to, you know, we often talk about the ripples of our smaller group. And then there's the people each person coaches, and then it's their family and their family. Like there's a big impact. This is a big thing to practice what we're practicing, and then it rippling out into the world. And that this is what we're up to. This is an articulation of it. And you know, when we write our final letters to each of the students, this was one of the poems that I put into somebody's, which I'm sure you would have read as well. This was the invitation I was making. Because also what happens is that we get to see what people might bring forth. And then we have to say, bring it, that thing. That's not, you know, worldly. It's not maybe accountancy or dentistry or something or anything that anyone knows about. But it's something mysterious and important of this realm of being loving in the particular way that each person gets to be loving because of everything that has them be here today. And so I don't know how to end this, Justin. It feels like a huge opening. Like I don't know how to reduce something to an end here. But I just want to say how grateful I am to be speaking the way we're speaking and finding a small way of expressing what's within us and letting that be what saves us. You know, turning towards life is an expression of what saves me. I know every week I get to most definitely stop looking for me and find you. You know, there's some quality of connection here that is really important for life to feel like a wonderful, beautiful blaze that must be praised of this beautiful life. So I'm really grateful for the fullness that's here, for the depth that's here, for the grace that's here between us, and the ease that we have here to be together and to make these invitations to other people through this is quite something. So thank you, Justin. Thank you for us for beginning as well, because we just began. We just did something. We thought, well, let's just press the thing and find the button on Facebook and do it. And so in a way, that was a very graceful move, because it wasn't particularly calculated or planned or anything. We just kept going and going. So thank you to everybody for being here. Thank you to you, Justin, and thank you to Kay for this extraordinary work. And Kay, if you're ever listening, we honour and say great thanks for your expression and for who you are in the world. So thank you, everybody, and we'll be back again next Sunday. And thank you for having us one more time.
Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.